The Football Pod with Paddy and Andy.
I signed with the Rad Squad in 2011, that summer. Do you know what I signed at the back of a smoke pack. Roddy, I would say, is like the Irish Harry.
Download the OTB Sports app and subscribe to the GAA podcast feed now.
The OTB Podcast Network with GetZetGo. Car insurance is boring, but saving money bounces it into brilliance. Enter promo code SPORT and save €40 off your car insurance with GetZetGo.ie.
Logan Mayweather.
That's the question. What do you mean?
Mayweather versus Logan Paul has been talked about.
You hear the rumors of Logan Paul, all this stuff.
This ain't happening.
Logan Paul versus Floyd Mayweather. No way this is true.
Mr. Money wants a money fight. Let's go.
Everybody in the mob's talking about Logan Paul and Floyd Mayweather.
Damn. Who's the A side? He called me out, so he got to come to my world.
Floyd Mayweather is strapping on the gloves to fight Logan Paul.
I'm going for the win.
Yeah, I'm not fully convinced I'll spend the $19.95 on Sky Box Office this weekend for Floyd Mayweather against Logan Paul. There's a lot going on in the world of boxing at the moment to talk about that. Fight exhibition that's happening at the weekend, and also Eddie Hearn's move away from Sky Sports. I'm joined by the Telegraph's boxing correspondent, Garth A. Davies. Evening, Garth.
Good evening, Mr. Murphy.
These boxing exhibitions are as old as time itself, and I presume they've always had the same conversation around them as to how damaging or how beneficial they are for the sport. Which is it?
Don't be a grouch. Pay your $19.99 and have a bit of fun, I say. I mean, I'm watching it because it's part of my profession. If I was a punter and I was a fan of Logan Paul, I'd probably watch it just in case, in the infinitesimal chance that he does pull off one of the most extraordinary underdog victories of all time. Look, it doesn't do a great deal for boxing. It's not a boxing match. It's a guy with an 0-1 record. Let's be clear about this. Logan Paul did a little bit of wrestling at college or high school, and he's 0-1 in the boxing ring. I was there when he fought KSI. It was like a fight in a school playground with Justin Bieber jumping up and down in front of me, Lil Wayne and his crew kind of like throwing their hats in the air. Against a 50-0 boxer, as you know, his 50th fight was against the notorious Conor McGregor, which kind of was, I think, credible in a sense, because mixed martial arts and boxing came together for an extraordinary event between two amazing marketeers, both at the height of their fame, popularity, and technical ability in their sports. Floyd Mayweather's a multiple world champion, a master, a magician in the ring, an all-time great already. So it is an exhibition, and you know, it's a smaller man in Floyd Mayweather, probably 30 pounds lighter than Logan Paul. He's 5-6 inches taller. But you know, it's as a boxing match, in terms of matching it for your matchmaker, it's a joke. As a spectacle, it'll be a lot of fun. Takes me back to, when was it, the 1920s, when Jack Johnson, the first African-American heavyweight champion of the world, Nathan, went on a European tour and fought a guy called Arthur Craven, who was the nephew of Oscar Wilde and a Dadaist and a self-publicist. But he was the French light heavyweight champion at the world, French light heavyweight champion at the time. But only because, Nathan, he was the only man to turn up for the French light heavyweight championship.
Wow.
And it was in a bull ring in Spain. This is Jack Johnson, remember, the guy who kind of invented jab and move, really. He was a brilliant technician. Craven ran around the ring. He never really had a fight. He ran around the ring. Every time he was touched, he fell to the ground and curled up like an embryo. There were 6,000 fans there in a brand new bull ring in Spain, and there was a riot because they paid good money. The police had to be called. We've always seen these things. That was 100 years ago, and I can name another 5, 6, 7 of these that have always gone on. Where there's money, there's Mayweather, and where people will watch, broadcasters will put it on because they make money. That's why it's on Sky Box Office on Sunday.
I feel like I'd definitely be veering into old man territory if I start explaining who Logan Paul is, because I presume most people know who he is. He is a YouTuber who has 23 million followers. To put that into context, Anthony Joshua has less than 750,000 YouTube subscribers. So that's why he is a big star. He is appealing to a demographic that maybe boxing sometimes struggles to get to. But he is going head to head with arguably the greatest fighter of his generation in Floyd Mayweather. Mayweather says this is a legalized bank robbery. Why wouldn't he take the cash? It does seem, and again, tell me how much of this is an act. It does seem as though Logan Paul has got under his skin a little bit?
Well, look, Floyd is a very sensitive character. You know, he surrounded himself by a massive entourage. You know, we know what Floyd's like. You know, his cap was nicked the other day and he was going to kill the guy for it. Well, I mean, that's not a big reason to kill a man because he's stolen your cap. Much as the cap's probably worth several $1,000 because it's Mayweather's cap. So, look, it's drama, it's theatre, it's glamour and glitz. Like you say, 25-odd million YouTube subscribers for Logan Paul, the same as his brother, Jake Paul, who signed a fight contract with Showtime in America and is going to fight Tyron Woodley, the former UFC welterweight champion, in a boxing match. I think it's in August, if I remember rightly. It only needs 10% of his subscribers to get 2.3 million buys that generate $70-odd million. This is the easiest money and the least risk Floyd will ever take in his fight career.
Is any of this damaging Floyd Mayweather's reputation, his legacy?
Well, no, it's not, because his legacy is set. As I said, there's no question that he's a Hall of Famer and an all-time great. If he got beaten, it would damage his legacy because people would say, there goes you, Floyd, you silly boy, you know, you silly man. But he won't get beat. I cannot see him getting beaten. He's too adept at avoiding punches being thrown at him. But does this taint his legacy? No. He is the money guy. That's why he's doing this. He's doing it for the money, and he's doing it to show, let's say, a YouTube generation what a real boxer is and what a real kind of professor of the ring looks like.
Saturday night, that is, 19:95, if you want to go and buy it, and if you're into that, on Sky Sports Box Office. That may be the only boxing we're seeing on Sky Sports Box Office over the next while, because it was confirmed today that the digital sports streaming giant DAZN are to become the global home of Matchroom Boxing and its stable of fighters. This is Matchroom, owned by Eddie Hearn. They have decided not to renew an 8-year broadcast deal with Sky Sports. It's a 5-year deal with DAZN, reportedly worth 9 figures. So Matchroom UK fights will be available on DAZN in the UK and Ireland for the first time, with DAZN delivering a non-stop schedule featuring at least 16 exclusive Matchroom events annually to fans all across the world. This had been in the pipeline for quite a while. From a practical point of view, in this part of the world, we've got into a routine over the last 6-7 years of once a month, once every 6 weeks, Eddie Hearn putting on a big show, and people have got into the habit of spending the €20. What does this mean for Sky Sports Boxing?
Well, I mean, they will talk to all the major promoters in the world. Wasserman Boxing's just been put together with the help of Keller and Nissa Sauerland of Sauerland Promotions. My understanding, Nathan, is that Top Rank and Bob Arum have been speaking to Sky Sports, Al Heyman's Premier Boxing Champions. I'm sure some of the smaller promoters or growing promoters will be speaking to them as well. I mean, you know, Sky has a staple of a lot of sports, and there are still other... It's 25-year association in all with Matchroom Sport and Sky Sports. I think at one time they had 15% of Sky's output, you know, with the other sports they do with them as well. So what does it mean for Sky? It just means they've got to recalibrate, they've got to reset, get into some other promoters and go again. I mean, it's not the end of the world. You know, Frank Warren's with BT Sport, if he had been available, maybe he would have brought his Queensbury Promotions stable over. But I think, you know, what it is, like you just mentioned, one of the most significant things for those listening who are fans of fight sports is they're not going to be, as you say, dipping into their pockets 7, 8, 9, 10 times a year to spend £200 over the year on pay-per-view events. And it's £1.99. What is that, €1.77 or something like that?
Well, how can DAZN make that pay?
Well, they are going to become... Well, they're owned by Sir Leonard Blavatnik, who is worth, I don't know, it's £30 billion. So it's not a problem. They're growing their entity into the Netflix of sport, into the Netflix of boxing, where, you know, canonically, they're going to own so much eventually. You go back to 2018 when Hearn devised Matchroom USA and aligned with with DAZN in the United States. That was $1 billion deal over 8 years, remember? And the plan is to take over America and take over the American market and challenge the likes of Arum and Heyman. So this is, it's a massive undertaking. They are incredibly wealthy. They've got extraordinary resources. They're going with the young, trendy, you know, kind of social media savvy promoter. If you look at the small print today, and maybe it's not small print really, if you look at the lower down paragraphs of the press release that DAZN and Matchroom have put out, and look at Hearn Soundings and Joe Markovsky, the executive vice president of the company, they are handing over the canonical media presentation of the events, the shoulder programming going into these live events, to Matchroom's media output. They're right. going to do the broadcast themselves. I think that's very interesting. But, you know, the UFC did this before. You know, Dana White, Lorenzo Fertitta were the executive producers of shows going on ESPN and on Fox Sports. So it's been done before and it works. And so they're going to be very powerful. There's no question about it. The interesting thing is that, of course, Anthony Joshua, the biggest fighter in Eddie Hearn's stable, is going to stay on Sky Box Office for now.
You mentioned the UFC there and Dana White. Are we likely to see a scenario then with Eddie Hearn where it can become a bit Pravda at times if the owner of the company is allowed control the media around it, that actually Eddie Hearn likes to be front and center it is? But yeah, are we going to even see more of that, that there's no such thing as a bad fight anymore?
Well, I mean, we already hear that from promoters anyway. That's what they do. Nathan, there's no one controlling the media in boxing. No one will control the media in boxing. I mean, Eddie Hearn can't control the media. He can control the output, but he can't control people's opinions. I mean, if you're alluding to the fact that there is, I think, a greater degree of control around the UFC and Dana White and the media, the way the media cover MMA and UFC in that sense. But I think that's much more of a closed shop. There will definitely be Hearn, if he wants to be really big, has to work with some of the other promoters sometimes to make the biggest fights. You know, I don't think it's going to be a DAZN Hearn completely closed shop. The algorithm, the model is slightly different in boxing. But he said he wanted to become the UFC of boxing. He may eventually go down that route. But I don't think... What I've noticed about Eddie Hearn is, fine, he takes criticism and, you know, he's a great promoter. There's no question about it. But I just think the rhythms, I say the algorithms are different between the UFC, which is, you know, a fight league, as opposed to what Hearn is, which is he wants to put the biggest fights in boxing on. You can't do that in the UFC, because you have got some great fighters in organizations like Bellator. We never saw a second fight between Chris Cyborg and Amanda Nunes, because Cyborg left to go to Bellator and is now the featherweight champion there. So it's a slightly different, you know, it's a slightly different mix.
We are obviously in the middle of a radical change in media landscape and how people consume their products, and we spent last night here in Ireland discussing Champions League rights, which have been bought by the LiveScore app, so it won't be on traditional television. You'll be able to watch it on the app and may not see it quite as clearly on your 52-inch HD TV. For people who don't know DAZN, and they haven't a huge presence so far in this country, are you going to be able to watch this on your television? Will you just subscribe for $1.99 a month and you watch it on your phone? Practically, how will it work?
I think you can watch it on every platform. You just need those SCART cables that I haven't worked out yet. I normally call my daughters to help me sort the technical stuff out. You know, I plug my laptop into my TV or whatever I do. Like you say, I mean, the technology is developing all the time. You can watch it in the restaurant with on your phone. You can watch it in the middle of the night when you're in a club, if it's a fight in America. You know, it is something that we all do now. We watch things, you know, when we're out and about. I think it's tremendous value. And I think... You know, that bigger question you asked a couple of questions ago about, you know, how big can they get and how are they going to make money doing this? They are going to get football rights eventually. They are going to get Premier League rights. They're going to get Champions League rights. And once they do that and they bring in millions of subscribers, it will actually help boxing because those fans coming in to watch soccer, you know, and there are millions and millions and millions of them out there, you know, that... it will bring more kind of fans to boxing and get them to witness it. So you don't see
the issue that was one of the questions I was going to ask about what Sky Sports do, where you're sitting down to watch Liverpool Manchester United on a Sunday and they'll be talking and promoting the pay-per-view event the following weekend, and every pub in the UK you walk in has Sky Sports News on in the background, and that constant week-long promo that's getting the more casual fan and getting them excited, that you're not concerned that that's going to be lost?
It may be. It will be initially, but we're going through an evolution, aren't we? We are going through this change. There will be a European Super League within the next decade. There will be a World League when you can travel from one part of the world to another. When you, Nathan, and I are well gone in 40 or 50 years' time, you know, even from this life, it will change when you can get across the world in 6 hours. To Australia, there will be. It's all changing. It's part of the evolution, and digitally things are moving so quickly. And I think, you know, I don't think necessarily, like you say, Sky Sports News is a very powerful mechanism. It's a very powerful driving force around, you know, what the newspaper editors do, how it influences everything, how it goes into the pub. DAZN is going to be in the pub soon. You know,
yeah. Just before we finish up, sorry,
just on the
boxers themselves. You touched on Anthony Joshua. So Anthony Joshua isn't part of this deal. So what does it mean for Joshua Fury, and also what does it mean for Katie Taylor, who, from what I can gather, is going to be part of this deal?
Well, I mean, I think for Anthony Joshua, his next fight, I think he's got one more Sky box office fight. So if he fights Alexander Usyk or someone else in late August or September, which we understand that's what they're heading towards, that'll be on Sky box office. They're perfectly capable of anyone who gets to any size. You know, there's nothing to stop boxers being... And this is where that UFC Dana White kind of contractual situation comes in. If you're a big name, this may actually help you, because you can be on DAZN as you're growing, but maybe you will then go to Sky box office on a pay-per-view. And let's not forget, it's $1.99 on DAZN now. And as we all know, we pay our monthly bills for things that we forget about, that we sign up for years and years, and it tickles up to $7.99 and $9.99. Mm. It will eventually go up. So the landscape is going to change. As I say, it's an evolution. It's a sliding scale. It's very cheap at the moment, and I would urge fans to take it. I mean, I do the odd thing for them. Like, you know, I've done some deep interviews with Anthony Joshua for them called Off the Cuff. I did one with Billy Joe Saunders. They've got some fantastic people working behind the scenes. You know, everyone I've met there is very dynamic. And I think it's just going to be a very interesting journey.
Gareth, great to talk to you as always.
Absolute pleasure, my friend.
Gareth A. Davies there. We're going to take a quick break.
The OTB Podcast Network with GetZetGo. Car insurance is boring, but saving money bounces it into brilliance. Enter promo code SPORT and save €40 off your car insurance with GetZetGo.ie.